This is the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I'm your host, Martha Riley. I'm a TEDx speaker, cheese pizza lover, and master human connector. I help introverts, people with social anxiety, and awkward humans of the world find confidence, connection, and their cool factor. Because have you ever been to a party and someone asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to? Yeah, me too. It fucking sucks. But that's where I come in. I'm asking the questions so you'll have the answers. So sit back, relax, because there's shit we need to know. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast. As always, I'm your host, Martha Riley. I originally had a completely different episode planned for this week, but for reasons that will become clear very soon, I was in Nashville this past weekend and I did not have the time or energy to edit an interview myself. So I just thought I would talk because these are easier to edit for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, this episode is about my experience at Con of Thrones. And if you don't know what that is, it is a convention for Game of Thrones, the HBO TV series. Yeah, you heard that right. I went to a convention for a TV show. But before we get into that, it is question time. And this one, this one's a kind of a weird question. It is, do you sleep with stuffed animals or no? Because I remember one time I was on a date and I was like, let's just go take a nap. And that's all we did, guys. Like, I swear it was just a nap. And my stuffed animals were out. Usually I hid them on dates just because I was like, well, this is kind of weird if, you know, we ended up coming back to my house or something and he saw them. I forgot to hide them this time and he saw them. And I'm pretty sure that's why he never called back. So yes, I do have stuffed animals. It's no big secret or anything. I guess if you're in my inner circle, I guess you guys are in my inner circle. If you've been friends with me for a while, you know that I have some stuffed animals. They're just too cute to get rid of. I just love them so much. I don't know. Call it weird, but whatever. So find me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley for the poll, and that will come out on Wednesday. Oh my god, I'm recording this in like 90 degree heat, and I had to turn my fans off. I'm sweating. I cannot wait till it gets cooler. You never thought you'd hear a Minnesotan say it, but yeah, this is too hot. So maybe you saw it on Instagram or not, but I was in Nashville this past weekend at Con of Thrones, like I mentioned, and it was a blast. I honestly had so much fun. And I'll sort of go in this, I'll go into the story of like why I went to Nashville, who I was there with, and what it's like meeting internet friends, because that's who I went with. And I'll give you a brief overview of just the events, because I know a lot of people are Game of Thrones fans, maybe not to the degree that I am, but some of the panels were very interesting. So how did I find myself booking a ticket to Nashville 3 weeks before this convention? Well, it all started with a podcast that I listened to, and it was called Storm of Spoilers at the time. Now it is just The Storm, because they are rewatching Lost. But before that, before anything, Neil, Joanna, and Dave, the hosts, hosted this Game of Thrones podcast where they would recap episodes and use their book knowledge to fill in some gaps, as well as spoil anything from production or from Reddit leaks that they had, so you would know what happens throughout the rest of Game of Thrones, I guess. I started listening to them a little bit, I think, before season 7 of Game of Thrones came out. Which was, gosh, 2 years ago now? A while? 3 years ago now? I haven't been listening for long. I know I met some people who have been listening since the beginning. And that is also very cool. It's been going on ever since, you know, Game of Thrones existed. But as a part of this podcast, they were offering as a part of their Patreon. So if you don't know what Patreon is, you basically pay a set monthly fee to the creators and they can offer little incentives. So I support the Storm for $10 a month and I get three podcast episodes during that Game of Thrones time. Now it's slightly different just because they're not doing Game of Thrones anymore, but I will still pay them the money. Even though I don't watch Lost, I should really get on that. I kind of stopped at episode 4. Because it's just, I don't know. I got other things to do, I guess. Part of the rewards for this podcast on Patreon was the entrance into a Slack channel. And if you don't know what Slack is, it's basically used sometimes by communities like this and a lot of times by workplaces. So it'll be workplaces and you can communicate like faster, just like direct messages. And there's different channels for each subject. So I know I'm in one for my podcast host and that is, okay, you can promote your episode. You can ask technical questions. You can get updates about the company. But for this podcast, the Slack was very active. It's a very active community and there are channels from, you know, there was Game of Thrones channels while it was still going on, stuff about Lost. There is a clothing channel, which is basically like we ask beauty advice and fashion shows. So it's a wide range of things and a wide range of topics. Well, one of the channels was about Con of Thrones, like who's going, who is excited for it, who's going to be presenting on the panels, because two of the people actually in this Patreon Slack community did panels, so that was really cool to see. I'll talk about those in a little bit. But what was really awesome was how welcoming everyone was, because you basically have this one shared interest. It's Game of Thrones. You love Game of Thrones. That's why you joined the podcast. That's what you can talk about. So it's pretty much like online dating where you join this thing and you sort of introduce yourself and you get to know people throughout the months. And I know this particular Slack had been going on for a year. I only actually joined like 3-4 months ago, so I haven't been in it that long. But anyway, back to the channel. There was a Con of Thrones channel, and as I got to know these people better, they became my friends, and I was like, well, I really want to meet you guys in person, because I love meeting people, I love making new friends, and so I was like, okay, well, I can't really afford it, like, I need to be good about my debt, and I kept putting it off, and something in me was just like, you know what, fuck it. Just buy a ticket. Just go. You're going to have fun. That, you know, your 20s are for doing fun shit like this. You're not going to regret it. Well, listener, I did not regret it. It was so fun. So I booked my ticket 3 weeks before I was supposed to go. Luckily, some people were still looking for a hotel room so I could room with them and save costs that way. I had bought my ticket from someone on the Con of Thrones app, so I got a discounted ticket for admission. I was all set. Similarly to online dating, once you sort of make the commitment to go on a date, there's a lot of nerves, right? There's a lot of nerves to meeting new people, to seeing if they're actually what they're like on their profile. But I did not need to be worried because this group of people is truly fantastic. They're spread throughout the world, really, in all different countries, all different states. And most of them came to, you know, Con of Thrones in Nashville. So we could geek out about Game of Thrones. We could meet each other for the first time and just get to know each other. I mean, some fun things that we did. My homies, shout out to the Nashville scooter gang, Victoria and Tasia. We decided we wanted to try a Lime scooter and scoot everywhere. So we did that. A bunch of us got hot chicken one day. I got the plane. I did not get the hot chicken. We drank in the hotel bar most nights to get to know each other. One of the guys, Steven, he made my theme song for me. So it's really just a fantastic community that has your back when you need it. They're such great friends. It doesn't even matter that they're online friends. You know, like I know that's very weird to some people to think that I made online friends. I booked a flight to go visit them. I get that. I get that it's like a little bit weird and maybe not something that a lot of people would do. cool. That's fine with me. It's not for everyone, and that's okay. But I encourage you, if there is a community that you're interested in or a, you know, podcast that you listen to, first of all, if you love the podcast, support your creator. I mean, like, your creator. Support the creator of the podcast, because this shit is no joke, you guys. I mean, this is a self-funded operation. I don't make any money yet. So I'm pouring, you know, my income from a job back into this podcast for you guys so I can create fun content. And so it really just helps defray like monthly costs. I don't have a Patreon, but if you want to send me money, I'm not going to be mad about it. And look for those communities that you have similar interest in, because I think that, or look for communities where people with similar interests will gather. Because I think if you're having trouble making friends, sometimes it's the barrier of like meeting people in person. Like that's a very introvert thing to do. It's very hard to meet people in person. So if you meet them online, talk to them for a while, and maybe eventually, you know, you have a convention or something like this and you meet up, I promise it's a lot less scarier when some people you know, tell you their intimate secrets. Who am I kidding? That was me. I was telling everyone all my shit. It's very easy and something I strongly advocate for, because they're friends, you know, you just met them in a different way than your elementary school best friend. Proximity is power, I guess. So if you're online all the time anyway, you might as well make some friends doing it. But let's talk about Nashville for a little bit. So Con of Thrones was all Game of Thrones, like all the time. Honestly, ever since the show ended, I've been pretty relieved and I'm like, cool, it's done. I don't really care that much. Which is kind of a bummer, because I know that a lot of people love it. But I was just like, my priorities for the weekend were friends, food, and then Game of Thrones. I think I could have done better on the food front. There's a lot of hotel bar food, which I wasn't super into, but anyways, doesn't matter. It was still fun. So the Game of Thrones, there was panels on everything from like memes of Westeros. Shout out to my friend Manu, who hosted that panel and was super kick-ass. Like, that shit was funny. My friend Liz hosted an Arya Stark panel that was very much like, okay, let's look at the character arc of Arya. I know some people went to embroidery panels or costume panels, and that's also really cool. Like, you learn a lot of behind the scenes about the show and can have a thoughtful discourse and dialogue around it from people who really know their shit. I mean, what would I host a panel on? I was trying to think of this, actually. I'm like, what Game of Thrones panel would I want to do? And I don't know. Probably something, like, weird and, I don't know, dating-related. Like, Hinge profiles of Tormund? I don't know. That's a bad example. But there were things like this for varied interests. And I know if you're like, wow, Martha, you spent a lot of money to go to nerd out about a TV show that ended. Yeah. Yes, I did. But to that, I say, who cares? If it's something you love and something that you're passionate about and something that you have shared interests with a lot of people, like, that's super fucking dope, you guys. Like, it's great to have that community of people, and it's great to be so passionate about something, really, is how I view it. You know, you just have to be safe with meeting internet people. It's like an online date. Tell people where you're going. I don't think I told my parents I was going to Nashville, but that's okay. Other people knew. So the meme panel and the Arya Stark panel were very cool. There were also actors there. So Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Shit, is that how you say his name? Yeah. Nikolai Coster-Waldau, who plays Jaime. I don't know why I did that accent. There was Hannah Murray, who played Gilly, Milos, who plays Cyrio Farrell, and then there was Jerome Flynn, who plays Bronn. So that was really cool to see a lot of these actors, and they talked about, you know, life on the set, life after Game of Thrones, because I had been to a Game of Thrones set tour a few years ago when I went to visit Ireland, and I got some of that behind-the-scenes thing, too. But really, when there's, like, that many actors and people, you know, learning about these panels, it really made me appreciate the show a lot more, because I know there was some discourse around the ending, like, it wasn't that strong, and the last season sucked, but Jaime Lannister, so Nikolai, was like, you know, don't for a moment think that Dan and David, who created the show, don't care about the show as like much as you guys do. Like, they do. It's been their life work. They didn't just like give up, basically. So that was nice to hear, because I know that a lot of people were disappointed by the ending. And I mean, I was. It wasn't that great of a season, but I appreciated a lot more knowing all the work that went into it. One other fun thing we did was a bunch of people organized a 90s group cosplay. So what that means, like, a cosplay is you wear a costume. So yes, I fucking dressed up for the nerd convention. Don't at me, okay? It was fun. So the 90s part, there was a BuzzFeed article, which I can link in the show notes if anyone is interested, was basically like this artist had a bunch of renderings of characters dressed as 90s. So I know Sansa, I think, or like Cersei wore like a mini dress. Sandor Clegane the Hound won like this cutoff vest. But I wanted to go as Bronn, because Bronn's outfit was the coolest. It was a 90s tracksuit. So I bought it off of Amazon. I bought this ridiculous hat. I had like a money sign and it was crocodile print. I had my money chain, and then I bought grills, and those were really gross. They were like, I could taste the metal in my teeth, and I was like, okay, I can't wear these for more than a minute at a time, otherwise I'm gonna die of poisoning. It was really fun to express yourself creatively and just like have fun with it, because when the fuck am I ever gonna wear grills again? I mean, I probably will, let's be honest, that's just my personality. It was great. So I think the moral of this episode is, and it's really just more anecdotal because I had such a good time, is if there's something that interests you, don't be afraid to go after it and learn more about it, unless it's like harmful. I'm not encouraging you to become fascinated with neo-Nazis. Absolutely not. And if you are, please stop listening to this podcast. That is not the demographic I want to attract. There's a show that you love, like Black Sails is another great show that I've discovered because of this community. If there's something like this that interests you, go for it. Find more about it. Listen to podcasts. Become a nerd, because I think being a nerd is not bad. It means you're passionate. And I love passionate people. Passionate people make the world go round. If there's anything I learned, is really just be open to meeting people. Be open to where, you know, your life takes you. Like, if you feel the impulse to buy a ticket to Nashville, first of all, make sure it's in your budget, but just do it. Take a chance, put yourself out there. I know it's scary, but I think you will be pleasantly surprised with how it ends up. I know I did. I made so many new friends, and really just, damn, I'm like pumped about this weekend still. And I'm glad I'm recording this on Tuesday night. I just got back yesterday, Monday. It was a really fantastic time. I met a lot of very smart people. I ate a lot of great food. And I hope everyone gets to experience something like this in their lifetime, because it's really weird, but interesting and very just cool and welcoming. And I now have 50 new friends I can visit all around the world who I get along with, all because we watch Game of Thrones. That's it for this episode. Have a great rest of your week, and I will see you on Friday for another edition of 15 Minute Fridays. Thanks for listening to the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I've set up a phone number in case you have a question you need answering or just want to talk. Feel free to give me a ring at 301-941-7448. That's 301-941-SHIT. Also, don't give me a ring. No one does that. You can text the number too. I don't know why I said ring. If you enjoyed this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and rate it 5 stars.